Welcome back to another episode of Professionals Podcasting. In this episode, attorney Meredith Bott interviews Paula Sexton of the Neptune Society to discuss planning for the future.
Thank you so much for listening and or watching our podcast today. I'm Meredith Bott, and I am an estate planning attorney, and I am with Bott & Associates. For this podcast, we're going to have something a little bit different for fun. We're gonna interview a really good friend of mine. We recently did a seminar together and had a great time. We presented in front of a bunch of people who were learning a little bit about estate planning, but then also learning about what Paula is here to talk about today. So Paula, I wanted to see if you can go ahead and just introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about what you do.
Thanks, Meredith, so much for having me. I appreciate the opportunity, and I'm thrilled that you considered this fun, because a lot of people, when I get to my topic, don't feel that way. But I'm one of the funeral directors with the Neptune Society. We are the oldest cremation company in America. We've been in business, you know, about 50 years. You know, we are considered a funeral home. You know, we are licensed funeral directors, but what we primarily do is pre-plan for cremation only services. So, you know, we offer a simple opportunity for people to get everything squared away before the time comes when they have to do it. That's not really always a time for clear thinking and good decision making. Yeah. It's similar to your situation, you know, but, you know, being a funeral director for so long, almost 40 years now in the Chicagoland area, you know, I've seen the differences between when something happens and there's an idea of what to do in place, yeah, and then the opposing chaotic, you know, decision making when you're not clearly thinking and things like that. It makes a big difference. And so, you know, we're here to help with that.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I feel like our topics really kind of align, because we are always trying to find like people that are willing to take on this subject of death and figuring out the aftermath of it. And not fun, but certainly once you're done, I feel like when clients are done signing their will, there is some peace of mind that I can mm-hmm. see in their faces.
Absolutely. And the thing about it is, you know, obviously, you know, we don't, you know, they say all the common things, you know, tomorrow is promised to no one and all of those things. And that's all very true. But so we don't know. We don't know how, we don't know when, and we don't know where. And so if we just wipe all of those things off of the table and just look at it as a practical solution to something that is definitely 100% going to happen to all of us, you know, then you can just see it as the gift that it is. You know, it isn't something to be feared. It's part of, you know, just like you said, it's part of the estate planning process and getting all your ducks in a row. Right. And by doing so, you know, you really do change the way that event happens for your family or for whoever it is that you're leaving behind.
I do want to share just a quick story of, I have a client or had a client that I've been doing estate planning with for probably 15, 20 years. So her and her husband, we did estate planning, and as they were getting older, so they didn't have kids. Mm-hmm. And certainly we were, I always say she was like my pseudo grandmother, because mm-hmm. she called me and just wanted to chat. And we, you know, it was just, we really established a friendship. We went to lunch and, you know, hung out, and I knew a lot about her different like volunteer groups and things. Yeah. And she had nobody to really take on the responsibility of what happens upon my death. And of course I'm like, I'll do it, whatever you need me to do. And what was so great is, you know, this woman lived on Social Security. She didn't have much funds. Mm-hmm. And yet she took the time, I want to say 6 years prior to her death, to do the cremation plan and pay for it. When she did pass, so it was COVID times. It was in January of this year. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they called me or I called them. And they were like, here's what's going to happen. They walked me through the steps. And then they were constantly in connection with me and saying, here's what's going to happen with the body. Here's what's happening with this. I want you to pick up her belongings at this office. And then they sent me pictures of the grave site. And here's, you know, what do you want to put on it? So I was able to write that. I wrote up the obituary. Mm-hmm. And death is sad, but it was an incredibly simple and easy process because she prepaid for all of that. Mm-hmm. And me as a non-family member just had to get rid of her belongings. And we gave, you know, a bunch of things to her different neighbors and friends. So it was actually really nice to kind of meet all of them in person. Mm-hmm. And that was it. Like, I feel like I did her, you know, her service, did the duty of her like after death plan, and she did all the hard work by paying for it in advance, and I just kind of made sure it got all done.
Yeah, and what's so important about that story is that her pre-plan was your roadmap.
Yes.
You knew the path to clarity because she did something in advance to help the situation along. And you know, you can't protect your family from grief and from sadness and from all of those things, but you can give them a roadmap and protect them from the chaos that can happen when a death occurs, when there's no, you know, there's maybe never been a conversation about what to do or who to have. So the fact that you can impact your family that greatly during such an emotional time is just so powerful to me. I don't see any negatives about it at all.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, one of the common questions that I get, Paula, is what's the difference in the cost between like a traditional mm-hmm. burial versus the cremation plan?
Well, it's quite a bit different. When you're planning for a traditional service, which, you know, I'm using traditional as, you know, a one night wake over at the funeral home for your family and friends to attend. Usually that's somewhere between 4 o'clock and 8 p.m., something like that. And then you come back the following day. You maybe have some prayers at the funeral home first, and then maybe you go in procession over to church for a service, or maybe the service is right there in the funeral home. And then following that, you'll go over to the cemetery for the burial. In the Chicagoland area, the average cost for that currently is anywhere between $17,000 and $21,000.
Wow.
That doesn't include the cemetery figure. Mm-hmm. So, you know, maybe you already own cemetery property, but you still have to pay the cemeterians to open the grave and close it again and set the stone and do the engraving and all of that. But if you don't own property, then just a single grave average cost in our area is about $6,000 just to purchase the grave itself. And the thing about that, Maritessa, is that those funeral directors and cemetery people aren't letting you do that on payments.
She
did it over time, which is what, you know, is commonly done, and just a little bit each month, you know, it's one bite at a time on that big elephant, you know. But when the death occurs and you need that service immediately, it's 100% upfront, and they aren't burying anybody until they have that money, because you know, the funeral directors over time tried working with insurance companies and whatnot, and you know, they got they got beaten on that at that game so many times that now they don't even play it anymore. They want the money up front, and they're not going to the cemetery until they get it. So it's just a whole different kind of a situation. You know, I don't know a lot of people that have, you know, maybe $25,000. You know, just waiting to be given to a funeral director. You know, it's not sitting under the mattress or anything like that. So it is a big chunk to have to come up with. And, you know, it can really mess up your finances if you're not prepared for something like that.
Absolutely. Well, I know that I you know, this is a common question for both of our topics is, why should, you know, they think like, oh, if they're going to sign a will, they're going to die the next day. But, you know, what are some of your common reasons that even people plan their wishes in advance?
Yeah, well, you know, the number one thing that we know when we talk to our families is that they are doing this so that they do not leave it behind for their children. You know, most of the families that we talk to are doing this in advance because they want to spare their children the burden of numerous decisions that are both emotional and financial. And, you know, they know that they have the ability to take that away, and that's what they're doing. So that's the number one reason. But, you know, a couple other reasons other than cost, you know, because that's a big one too. Is that, you know, families, it used to be that families lived within maybe a couple mile radius of each other, you know, and that's just not the case anymore. You know, children have to go where the jobs are, and maybe that's another town, or maybe it's across the country, or maybe it's another country. And, you know, they're not all together anymore. So it's a global world now for families, and they're not able to come back immediately when a death occurs and be able to gather right away for a service that's more traditional. Yeah. You know, they can't get away, or they're in another country, and, you know, work is, you know, so important to everyone, and it's not always easy to do that. Right. So that's another reason that people find it.
And in that same vein, I have family members who pass away in Illinois, but all their children are all over place, right? And so many times people don't even want the burial per se. They kind of just want to do a cremation plan, and they ask me to put in their estate planning documents. I want to be spread around, you know, Hawaii. It's a different way of feeling like they're going to be memorialized. And nowadays I see people planting a tree and then they put the person's name on it, and that's enough for the family. And I think that's kind of great.
Yeah, I mean, each family really does have their own ideas. And the beauty of cremation is that you can go ahead and get the cremation done, but then you can wait, and you can have, you know, months down the line, you can have a celebration of life, or do the tree planting, or bring everyone together during the summer. I mean, we especially saw that during the COVID, this COVID time, where, you know, people were not able to travel and they couldn't come together. And there's still people now having services from deaths that were last year because there was all the restrictions happening. And, you know, COVID, I think, and I hate to be, you know, sounding a little bit negative, but I don't, it's not over. And I think that there's worse times coming this season that's, you know, that we're entering the winter. You know, we follow that information and we follow that science on a daily basis with, you know, the World Health Organization and the CDC and everything. And, you know, they do contact funeral directors in advance to let us know, you know, hey, be ready. And that's what they're telling us. So they want us to be on alert, and they want us to be prepared for what is, you know, what they're expecting. And so, you know, after COVID, who knows what's next, you know, you don't know anymore with this.
We don't know. We don't know. And one of the great things I love about your service is how far and wide that you could be. Like, if you are on vacation in Italy and heaven forbid somebody passes, and now we got to figure out what to do with that body. Tell us a little bit about what happens in that situation.
Yeah, so, you know, we're the oldest and largest cremation company in America, and there are Neptunes all throughout the U.S., but we also have an international outreach. And so it doesn't matter to us where you actually physically pass. The nearest Neptune location to that place will handle the cremation, and then they will return the cremated remains back to, you know, say if it was Illinois, they'll return them here to the Illinois office so that we can carry out the wishes as far as giving them to a family member or delivery to a cemetery, maybe burial at sea, you know, whatever it is that the family set up, you know, beforehand. But yeah, the outreach is really something different. And, you know, we're using our own staff and we're using our own crematories. And so we know how those are operated. Whereas, you know, a local provider who doesn't have that outreach has to rely on a third party. And, you know, the thing about a third party is, you know, yeah, they may be great, but you don't know if they're great. You don't know what their standards are and you don't know how they operate. Do they cremate one person at a time or multiple? You know, you just don't know. And so, you know, you're going by price, you know, well, this guy's a little less in the same area, so I'm going to take him. And, you know, that's not good enough for us. We want people to know how things are being done and who's doing them. And so that's one of the big differences too with the outreach that we have.
That's great. That goes to that peace of mind. So Paula, if anybody has any questions and wants to get in, get some more information about what you do, can you tell us how to reach you?
Sure, absolutely. I can send my email address to you as well, but it's my name, Paula Sexton. So it's paula.sexton@sci-us.com. Or they can reach out to me personally. My cell phone number is 847-521-0067. Our offices are both in Rolling Meadows and Downers Grove. And from those two offices, we cover the entire state of Illinois. So, you know, anyone who would like to reach out for information, please do so. I encourage that conversation as much as possible. Especially, you know, just think you can get it all finished in a small amount of time and go into the holiday season, just really having that, like you said, the peace of mind and just, you know, what a gift that really is for your family at this time of year.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, thank you, Paula. If anyone has questions, definitely reach out to Paula. She's great. And this is important. This is just like preparing your will. This is all very important. And this is a gift to your family. You may not know it until, you know, you won't be able to feel it, but they will feel that at the end of in the process.
So. Absolutely. So true.
Thank you so much. You have a great day.
Thank you too. You do the same. And if I don't talk to you beforehand, have a great holiday season, okay?